Welcome to Safe Money Retirement Radio with your host, Tim Wood. Tim is a certified financial fiduciary, a no-market risk retirement and income specialist, the number one best-selling author of Safe Money Retirement, Your Game Plan for Success, and the founder of SafeMoneyRetirement.com. Tim is sought after nationally for his expertise in helping people secure their retirements. And as a certified financial fiduciary, he always works in the best interest of his clients. Mr. Wood is a licensed life insurance professional who specializes in working with people who are near retirement and those who have already retired with wealth management, income planning, and asset protection strategies. You can find out more about Tim and his strategies at SafeMoneyRetirement.com. And now, here to talk with you about no market risk retirement planning, your host, Tim Wood.
Welcome to Safe Money Retirement Radio. I'm Tim Wood, an asset and retirement protection specialist and certified financial fiduciary. We're going to take a little detour today from our normal routine and talk about something that is specific and will immediately affect your retirement this year, and that is the SECURE Act 2.0. This bill was passed on December 24th of last year and signed into law by President Biden on December 29th of 2022. Now, there's 92 different changes in this act. I'm going to talk about just the most important ones and the ones that will affect the most people. Being a member of Ed Slott's elite IRA advisor team gives me the edge in laws and tax laws and things like that because I'm constantly updated about what's going on in Washington and what's going on with specific reforms. So let's get started with the changes that will affect you. And on top of that list is a change to the RMD age. I'm sure most of you know what that is. At a certain age, the government requires you to start taking RMDs or required minimum distributions from any plans that are pre-tax type retirement accounts and that you have delayed paying taxes on. Well, prior to this year, it was 72. Before that, it was 70 and a half a few years ago. Starting this year, so starting immediately, that has now changed to 73. And in 2023, it's actually going to change to 75. So what does that mean? Basically, it means if you were born in 1950 or earlier, there's no changes. If you've already started taking RMDs, you must continue to take RMDs. If you're born between 51 and 58, your RMDs now start at 73. So you've got one extra year of tax-deferred growth that you can use. If you were born in 1959 or later, your RMDs actually are going to start at 75 because the date changes and goes to 75 in 2033. This is by far the biggest change that SECURE Act 2.0 did, and I think it's a great change. Allows you to have more time to get your accounts up to where you want to before you transition them over to having to start doing withdrawals. There were a bunch more changes, but I'm just going to hit a few. For 401ks or similar type plans, retirement type plans, the catch-up contribution limits increased, but only if you are between ages 60 and 63. Also, and here's another big piece of good news, RMDs, so those required minimum distributions we were just talking about, for Roth 401ks and 403bs, which basically means workplace type plans, have been eliminated. Now, there's never been RMDs for Roths in all the other type plans, mostly IRAs, but there still were Roth RMDs required for workplace 401 and 403Bs. Didn't make a whole lot of sense because it's still a Roth account. You're still never going to have to pay taxes on either the principal or the gains, but still they were requiring you to take RMDs. Effective January 1st of 24, that's gone. This new act also allows for a one-time $50,000 QCD. Now, what that is a qualified charitable distribution. Now, for a really long time, you've been able to do $100,000 in qualified charitable distributions, you know, directly to the charity. This is different. This allows a one-time $50,000 charitable distribution, qualified charitable distribution, to what they are calling a split interest entity. In other words, you can now put $50,000 one-time gift into a charitable remainder annuity trust, a charitable remainder unit trust, or a charitable gift annuity. Gives you another way to be able to give back in money that is still pre-tax that no one will ever have to pay taxes on. One of the other big changes, and only some of you are going to know about this, are 529 plans. A 529 plan is setting up a scholarship. So basically, the beneficiary of a 529 account, if they didn't go to college or didn't use those funds for whatever reason, and there's funds remaining in that account, now you can actually roll those over into a Roth IRA in that same beneficiary's name. Now, there are some restrictions with this. For example, the 529 plan must have been in place for 15 years. Annual rollovers cannot exceed the annual Roth IRA contribution limit, and total lifetime rollovers cannot exceed $35,000. But it's still great news if you've got money sitting in a 529 plan. Another big change is the penalty for missing RMDs. Those of you that read the first edition of my book, you read that missing your RMDs incurred the largest tax penalty in the entire tax code. Well, they have changed that as well. Secure 2.0 reduces the penalty if you miss an RMD from what it was, 50%, all the way down to 25%. Now, additionally, if you correct the missed RMD in a timely manner, which fortunately they only consider 24 months, the penalty is further reduced all the way to 10%. So missing an RMD isn't the awful thing it used to be, obviously still not something that you want to do, but it makes it a whole lot easier to swallow. And while there's still a ton of things to go over in Secure 2.0, here's the last thing I want to touch on this week. I get this question a lot, got it earlier today, and that is, what's going on with Roths? I keep hearing that they're trying to get rid of Roths or do away with Roths or just certain types of Roths. What's going on there? Here's the deal. There are no changes to Roths in Secure Act 2.0 at all. Actually, Secure 2.0 added some things to Roth. For example, SEPs and simple IRA plans can now allow Roth contributions. Also, plans can allow employer matching contributions to be made on a Roth basis. There's also several other changes, but here's the big point I want to make. A lot of people are concerned with the government doing away with Roths. First of all, the only thing they were really talking about was backdoor Roths, which is just another way of putting a conversion into Roth from a tax-deferred qualified account, which is what I call a conversion. The big takeaway here is that Congress actually opened the door to more Roth possibilities and not less. And second, and this is my personal opinion, I don't think Roths are going anywhere. Here's a question for you. Does the government like to get paid? Do they like to spend money? Of course they do. And by having Roth programs in place, the government is getting the money up front instead of having to wait more years to get that tax money. They're getting it right now so they can spend it right now. So I don't see government doing away with the Roth anytime soon. I know every week you hear me talking about getting a copy of my book. If you haven't gotten one yet, I really suggest you do. It's going to go into detail explaining a lot of the topics you hear me talking about every single week. And as a listener to this program, I will send you a copy absolutely free. I can send you either a digital copy or I can send you an actual paperback copy. Just give us a call, 844-905-SAFE. That's 844-905-SAFE. Happy to send you out a copy along with a Secure Act 2.0 document from the group that I'm a part of, Ed Slott's Elite IRA Advisor Group, that explains all the current changes to Secure 2.0 and how it's going to affect your retirement. Again, just reach out. My book, Safe Money Retirement, Your Game Plan for Success, is absolutely free to you as a listener of this show. Just give us a call and request it, 844-905-SAFE. Well, I'm out of time, and I'd like to thank you for listening to Safe Money Retirement Radio. If you're serious about your financial future, give me a call, and together, we'll get your retirement savings on the fast track to growth without market risk. Thanks for listening, and until next time at the same time, I'm Tim Wood, reminding you to stay safe, so you can step into a secure future.
You've been listening to Safe Money Retirement Radio with your host, Tim Wood. Find out how to guarantee that your hard-earned money is safe with locked-in returns that will never go down due to market risk, so you can have the future that you deserve. Call Tim Wood now for your free copy of his number one best-selling book, Safe Money Retirement, Your Game Plan for Success, along with the free Safe Money Retirement Information Kit at 844-905-SAFE. That's 844-905-7233. Or visit him online for more details at safemoneyretirement.com. The preceding information does not represent tax, legal, or investment advice. Surrender charges apply to base annuity contracts. Optional lifetime income benefit riders are used to calculate lifetime payments only and are not available for cash surrender or a death benefit unless specified in the annuity contract. The tax consequences of annuity income should be considered with the help of a licensed tax professional. Listeners should be aware of IRS penalties for withdrawing funds from an annuity before age 59 and a half. Fees may apply. Annuity guarantees are based on the insurance company's financial strength and claims paying ability. No information presented today should be acted upon without meeting with a qualified licensed professional. Obviously, by calling us now, you are taking just the first step towards protecting your retirement. It is important that you read all insurance contract disclosures carefully before making a purchase decision. Rates and returns mentioned on this program may vary based on state availability and are subject to change without notice.